Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Wednesday Free Psychic Readings with Lennis and Brenda. I hope so far this week it's been going quite well. I know for us in Seattle, Washington, we're absolutely ecstatic. Let me bring Brenda on in, too, because she's part of the party. How you doing today, Brenda?
Hi, everyone. Pretty good.
Yes, we're all happy. The Seahawks are and raining. Super Bowl champions 2014. So there was a big parade today in downtown Seattle for that. And I guess it just went quite well because you know what? They said over 700,000 people came to the parade to welcome
Which is
the
more
Seahawks.
Than the city of Seattle population.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
yep.
I think
so
our population
the whole city
is...
essentially came and more.
Yes, they're saying that the trains are not going to be able to carry people back home because they're to capacity. The ferries are at capacity. People that live on the island, oh man, but I know it was all worth it. It's been a long time coming for us, so congratulations again to the Seattle Seahawks for a tremendous job well done. To all the players, the coach Pete Carroll, and the other coaches as well that assisted in winning the Super Bowl and up to that point as well.
And
so
did you hear that they were saying, like when they were looking at the draft choices in 2012, that they said that Seattle's draft choices were the biggest disaster of all time? And they said, it's no wonder Pete Carroll didn't make it in the NFL as a coach before. And they said, and they picked, like, this Russell Wilson, who was, like, the absolute worst choice for the Seahawks defense. That's what they wrote about the Seahawks. So, you know,
I
just want people to know that, you know, there's a lot of people who go on about us having a chip on our shoulder. But that's what was going on. In the background, this is the little team that no one thought could, and we
yes.
did better than that. And
yes.
so there's a big, long line of people just putting us down. And, I mean, being from Seattle, it's hard to take, but, you know, we've been limping along, and, yeah, everyone was wrong. So that's why this is such a huge win. So,
for us in
you know,
so many ways. Yes.
Yeah, for everybody, Coach Pete Carroll and all those players that, you know, now all those different coaches are saying they were going to pick Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sixth and seventh round draft
Yeah,
picks.
We have five and six round draft choices. That's why they talked about us, but look where we're at today. So evidently,
yep.
Pete Carroll and his staff knew what they were doing. They took a chance. And look at the young man that ran Harding, you know, that ran the ball
Harbaugh.
All the way back. Yeah, nobody wanted him. But Pete Carroll did.
Yeah. So anyway, just, you know, that's why we're making such a big deal of it. And, you know, Super Bowl wins are big for any city. But, you know, this is sort of like one of those Rocky stories. Where everyone just thought that's the loser, no one could win. And, you know, it doesn't matter what happens from this point forward ever again. You know, we showed that there's more to us than meets the eye.
That's right. And also, let me put my prediction out there. As some of you might know, if you've read my Facebook page or that know me, I predicted back in September that the Seahawks were going to the Super Bowl, they were going to win it. Well, of course, my prediction came true. Now people are asking me, what do I see in the future? Three-peat. We will win. I'm telling you now, folks, we will win 2015 and 2016. We will form a legacy. Three-peat. It is coming. So you
wow.
can forewarn all you other teams. But, yes, that is my prediction. Okay, and if you want a reading, you know, of course, this is a Wednesday Psychic Reading. Go to theessenceofsuccess.com. And on and my website, look for intuitive reading, click on the icon, and we're good to go from there. All right, so we're going to begin the program today with the horoscopes for February. And before we go any further, Brenda, did you have any announcements before we begin?
Well, just a reminder, folks, this is what I'm calling the Love, Love Me Do month because it's Valentine's Day month. In honor of Valentine's Day, Lennis will answer two questions, you know, one for your job or whatever, and she'll answer a question for your love life, you know. But if you don't have a question about your love life, that's okay. You can still ask two questions. Normally we limit it to one question, but you're able to do two.
That's
so it's
right.
a little bit of a longer reading. And it's our special Love, Love Me, Do gift to you all.
Yes. Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I don't even have a sweetie. Okay, so the
yes, you do.
The horoscope
because
for February.
You always can love the one you're with.
Yes, myself. Ooh, and I love me
That's
so
right.
much.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Horoscopes for February 2014, if you have a pen or pencil, take note. Mercury retrograde begins February 7th, which is tomorrow, Friday. Mark that on your calendar. Mercury retrograde begins February 7th, and it ends on February 26th, which is a Wednesday. So mark your calendars. That's Mercury retrograde February 7th to February 26th. Within those 3 weeks, you do not want to buy any big-ticket items. You don't want to sign any real important papers during that time. Just kind of maybe go with the flow or complete, hopefully before tomorrow, anything that needed to be done prior to the 3 weeks. Don't start a relationship. Don't start a job during this period because it will not end out in your favor. Okay. Well,
or you'll experience some difficulties. And you're just going to have to hang on until it's over.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Notice, folks, that it's in during Valentine's period. It started on the 7th. So just keep the calm about you, compromise, communicate understanding. Communicate to get understanding. Everything will be all right.
There you go.
Okay. Okay, Aries. Your focus this month should be on change. There are some things in your life you can no longer ignore or pass over it. Deal with it and make a decision what is best for your life. Unexpected. A person looks like a male will apologize for his behavior towards you. It won't be the way you thought it would be, but nonetheless, the apology does work. Time to get an understanding because communication was lost a long time ago in this relationship. Romance will be especially effective this month for you, Aries. About time that someone was also watching you as well, darling. Enjoy, but be cautious, Aries.
Huh.
Taurus, your focus this month is about money and how to earn it and balance it within your lifestyle, Taurus. Your stubbornness, Taurus, could cost you a great deal. Please think about all your options before deciding on a plan of action. Unexpected, looks like there is a child that is being added to the family dynamics by birth, adoption, or raising a relative's child. Romance, learn to love yourself, Taurus, before loving anyone else. Gemini, your focus this month should be on you're eating way too much food that is not healthy for you. Watch your intake of carbs, etc. Eat more leafy vegetables. Eating poorly, Gemini, causes other problems with your health. Unexpected. So how is your love life these days, Gemini? Would you be surprised that the other person feels the same way, too? Working together in any relationship is an amount of give and take. For you, it is understanding and communication, which seems to always be one of your worst problems. Taking things for granted like happenings are not going to change, dear one. Think again. Romance. Look to the spring and summer. As a flower so blooms, so does your love life. This year, Gemini, put something permanent in your relationship. In other words, marriage, engagement, something along those lines will work. Cancer. Your focus is like the song, we're moving on up to the east side to a better, what is it, better way of life. Theme song from the Jefferson TV show. Yes, Cancer, this month may be Mercury retrograde, but you will shine like a new penny. It's about time you receive recognition for all your hard work. Sometimes Mercury retrograde can work in our favor, and this is one of those times for you, dear one. Make the most of all opportunities that come your way this month of February, because March, we're talking star power, baby. Unexpected? I see a lot of folks coming at you, Cancer, like a celebrity. At times you might feel overwhelmed with all this popularity, wondering, why me, really? Because you deserve every bit of it and more to come. Romance. Take time to smell the flowers. Enjoy your love life. Do something spontaneous. Just might surprise the both of you. If you are single, there is someone in the wings that you refuse to notice. This person, female or male, has a mad crush on you. Leo, your focus, stop being selfish. Leo, it is not cool and not a good look on you, okay? We can't always hold on to what was, but let it go for what can be. Money is an issue with you at this time. I suggest you learn to pay yourself once a month. Like $50 monthly in your savings, as they say, for a rainy day. In your case, you would be needing that extra money come this fall. No better time than now to begin a savings program. Unexpected. More children in the family or friends having babies. If you're not careful, you could have back-to-back children, Leo. Romance is not a problem for you. You are attractive and forthcoming. The only problem I see is you wear your heart on your sleeve. Think about that, Leo. Virgo, your focus, you're working too hard, dear one. Take a minute and exhale, okay? Just go with the flow. What will be, will be. Unexpected, there are goals in your eyesight and people to assist you, so step up and make a decision. You know you're on a roll, don't you? Romance. There are several suitors this month for Virgo. Love is in the air, and it's Valentine month. Ooh-wee. You are definitely being noticed, female or male. What the heck? Take the plunge in love and romance. You deserve some fun. As hard as you've been working, enjoy your love life, Virgo. Libra. Your focus this month is handle your business, Libra. Being lazy, stubborn, or procrastinating will not win you any favors. You're an intelligent being with a lot to offer, so why are you holding yourself back? Unexpected. Choices, options will be at the forefront this month. What do you want to do or accomplish? Libra, it is okay to live under the radar, but you need to come out and face your illusion. You are balanced, so use this in making decisions. Libra, you know what time it is. Quit playing. Romance. Couples will be alarmed by conflicts because the same old way is not working anymore. Balance, balance, and more balance, and communication will save the day. Compromising and enterprising. Scorpio, your focus is like a saying of Mr. Muhammad Ali, float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. In other words, this is your time, your moment, your year. Use it to your full advantage by any means necessary. I know that sounds intense, but this is how your year is going to go. Unexpected trial by basis of proof. You will hear whispers of underhanded deals. Do you tell or do you sit on the information for another day? Remember, sting like a bee. A lot of new folks will come into your circle of friends by your business dealings. Network, network, network. Romance. This month could be amazing, seeing that it is Valentine's month. For you, Scorpio, delighted love, surprises, candy, dinner, sex. Well, whatever the two of you decide, it will be amazing. Woohoo! Sagittarius, your focus is either shit or get off the pot. Stop procrastinating. You know you need to take care of business, so do that. And stop playing games with yourself. You know better. Hard work does pay off, and so does common sense. Unexpected. Take care of your health. It is very important this year, so don't let anything slide that disturbs you mentally, physically, or spiritually. Romance. For the single Sagittarius, my, you are riding hard, fast, and strong. Don't worry this month. You will get roped in by candlelight dinners, traveling, or just long talks. Female or male, it's all about you, darling. Capricorn, your focus, it's time, Cappy, you started the year off with a bang, so let's continue that in the same vein. I see you interacting with several different people or organizations about your career. There is a light focus on you and the energy is high for success. Go on with your bad self in a good way, of course. Unexpected, new way of doing things. The old way must be buried. Keep your wits about you. I see this month as a speedy month for you. Romance, if single or in a relationship, love conquers all. You will be happy this Valentine's Day and share the love. Aquarius, your focus. The march is on to better your environment. Get rid of outdated things, items that are not working for you. All it is doing is adding clutter to your life. You do want to breathe, don't you? Find new avenues to share what you have. That way you are blessing yourself and someone else. Unexpected. Minor money problems, nothing too drastic or harmful. It's just shit happens, and so is life. Romance. Seeing that this is your birthday month and Valentine's Day, go out and make someone happy. You will feel good about it, male or female Aquarius. Pisces, your focus. Well, it's about time things start working in your favor, huh? Yes, it is. You will receive a small amount of money, and it will be right on time for your needs. Networking this month, Pisces, will be very beneficial for you and your goals. Your horizons are expanding. You're going in the right direction. Keep it up. Yippee! Yeah. Unexpected. You are going to hear some great news. It will definitely make you happy. Romance. Well, looky here, you good-looking female or male. I know it's Valentine's Day, but hold a little bit back. Don't expose all your cards at once. Love is in the air for you, and it sure feels good. You are blessed, my dear. Enjoy this month and all the good stuff that comes your way. And for more in-depth reading on the horoscopes, you can contact me at theessenceofsuccess.com. This is Lennis, and that's the readings, the horoscope readings. I hope everybody enjoyed them. And they are on my website. Like I said, you can go to my website and pull up horoscopes, excuse me. And reread them again if you so desire. So,
okay.
Now, I want to share something with Brenda while I was meditating and waiting for the show to begin. I always number my page, so as we go through, you know, we try to remember the callers, if they're repeat callers or if they're new people. And so I had got to 5, and this is what came to me. The first caller I got would be arrogant and patience. Now, I don't know, okay? The second caller
arrogant
I got.
Arrogant and impatient?
No, arrogance and patience.
Okay.
Arrogance and patience. That's what I got for the first caller. Second caller, I got childness or once a baby. The third caller, I got attitude or boyfriend problems. And number four, I got a mama's boy. You need to let the hem of her skirt go. And the fifth caller I got was some person that was really into good luck right now. I mean, they were just off the chain. Like, even though it was Mercury retrograde, it was their time to gamble. Well, it's not just gambling, just take a chance on themselves, they'd be lucky. But yeah, all this came to me. Now, to be honest with you, we have no callers at this time. By the way, if you are listening, that number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914, and you are on the air with Linus and Brenda on Wednesday Psychic Readings. So, anyway, I know probably a lot of people are downtown, plus they televise the parade. But anyway, but yeah, that's what I came up with. So, anyway, and also let me tell you folks that you can also call in if you have dreams and you're curious about a dream, do let me know. I do interpret dreams. And just to put it out there, I do angel readings. I do past life readings. I do Chinese and Tarot readings. If you come to my home, I do those in person, as well as psychometry. What psychometry is an object that you have worn or has been on your being a lot, and I can pick up energy from there on that. So, yep, been doing it for 40-plus years, so just wanted to put that out there. And Brenda helps me a lot with numerology and plus from the psychology part. So, I mean, you're batting 500 here, baby. You're getting all the good stuff.
Who?
Okay.
Oh,
well, anyway,
anybody who calls in, yeah.
Yes, 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 from us, yes, ma'am. Well, listen, since we have time, tomorrow is Brenda's show, Filmcology, so let's talk about that for a minute. She's on at 11 a.m. What's the movie about tomorrow, Brenda?
Tomorrow, the movie is When a Man Loves a Woman with Andy Garcia, the luscious Andy Garcia, and the cute Meg Ryan, beautiful, cute. She's a woman. She's beautiful. She can be cute, too. So, but it's a wonderful, and the children that are in this film, wonderful actors. They're all grown up now. As a matter of fact, I saw the older girl on Bones. Last season, I think. But, yeah, so it's an older movie, but it's a great movie, and it talks about a family where the mom is an alcoholic. And although the husband and wife have this great relationship, at least that's the way it appears to everybody, sometimes what looks really great may have a few hitches inside of it, and they have a few hitches due to her alcoholism and his need to take care of his family. So it's a really sweet love story. It's really sweet the way that everything sort of turns out, but it also hits on some wonderful relationship issues. Parents that have this unerring ability to traumatize their children, and or whether it's, you know, one person in this particular case, there was one person in her parents' household that just you know, tore everybody down, you know, all the way down to the grandchildren, and how that became a factor, and also how we treat people that help us or take care of us. So, and what it means to love someone. What it means to love someone, you know, what are the things that you believe has to take place to show that you love someone or that they love you? It's not always what we think. So, and actually, this movie has one of my most absolute favorite actors in the world, and who very sadly left us on Sunday evening, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and it's a bit part.
Oh, yes.
He's famous for being in bit parts, but he played them to the hilt perfectly. Whatever part he took on, he just was a phenomenal, phenomenal actor. And sometimes genius hurts, and that's why we have a lot of geniuses that have checked out a lot earlier than we certainly would want them to, like Marilyn Monroe's and Jimi Hendrix's and James, you know, Morrison. It's just, there's a lot of people out there. That's just off the top of my head, but people that it would have been nice to see a little bit longer with the talents they have. So,
for us.
I mean, I'm not even going to get into family and all that because it's not about that. But anyway, it's called When a Man Loves a Woman. It's a poignant love story, and it's something that if you have some addictive issues and yet you're in a relationship that you absolutely love, it might be something you might want to watch, because it might help you move on in a better way to save your marriage and your family eventually.
So. Now there you go.
Yeah. So these are really good. We've had some wonderful discussions, and would love it if you would call in and join us. And you, there's no stupid questions. There's no... nobody's going to judge you if you haven't seen the movie, but you something in the conversation resonates with your personal life or the lives of somebody that you hold dear, something you've seen. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you have a question about the psychological aspects of some type of relationship or some kind of behavior. You're welcome to call. I am not a psychologist yet. I am currently in training. And that will be completed at the end of November.
Yes,
but
Dr. Brenda.
I do have my BA and my master's in psychology. And I graduated summa cum laude. Yeah, it's a high honor.
It's Dr. Brenda, y'all. She just ain't got the official title yet.
Yeah, so, but I don't treat anybody, but I do share what I know. That's basically what I do. I share what I know, and I talk about these things because they're things that we all need to think about, you know, how we interact with other people and how it affects our lives. And movies are just great that way. They can actually provide some very good information. Doesn't necessarily have to be just entertainment. Yeah.
So true.
So, and somebody suggested After Earth, which I am still planning on watching. That's come up on the premium channels, and I'll be getting that out probably, if not in March, then April. So we'll see.
Well, let me ask, not to give away, but let me ask a question. When are you going to do your series on the aliens?
Well, I was going to do my series on the aliens this month, but after Lydia reminded me this is Love Me Do month, I personally don't have any problem doing a science fiction or horror movie. in Valentine's Day month, because love exists no matter what the world's doing. But I thought, okay, let's get with the love. So the other shows are, they're love-based, some kind of romance or some kind of relationship thing. And so the aliens, well, I'm hoping that they'll come in March. Actually, I'm also hoping to start my dissertation in March, which I'm hoping the aliens are going to be part of, but dissertations are, they're not a walk in the park. They might be a run in the park, they might be a stumble, they might be crawling, but it ain't just a walk in the park. It's a whole lot of other stuff in the park, that's all I got to say. And let's just say this, it's a park like Central Park, New York City. You can get in. I don't know if you can get out. Not as easy as you can get in. I don't know. I've never been there, but it's so immense and it's so enormous. It's just,
well, and with that, tune in on Friday at 3 o'clock for Traffic Jam Fridays with me. And in the same vein with Brenda, I'll be doing Valentine music, so you know it'll be love music. But I'll try and keep it upbeat, not too many slow songs. I don't want y'all getting nuts on me. Anyway, that will be, and then also on the following Friday, which will be Valentine's Day, then I'll put on some real sexy, sultry music just to take you there. So anyway, but Friday,
then, and also next Friday on Valentine's Day, we will have the full moon, and that will take place at 3:54 p.m. So just
calendar.
So you understand. At least
no,
on
go
the
ahead,
West
Brenda.
Coast.
Mm-hmm. Mark your calendars. You said it's the 14th starts the full moon.
That's right, at 3:54
okay.
p.m. So actually, it looks like it's going to be just. It looks like it's going to be just before the end of your show. Yeah. So
okay.
During,
when's the? Go ahead.
So during her show, not this Friday, but next Friday, the full moon will transit. And, yeah, reflection time.
When is the new
Sophie?
Moon?
Huh?
When's the
new
moon?
Like
What is that, like on the 28th or something?
Hold on just a second. This
okay,
is,
I was just curious.
The full moon in February is, the new moon. The new moon in February is at 12:02 a.m. on March, well, 1st. The next moon won't be until March 1st.
Oh, okay, okay.
So normally there's just one new moon and one, you know, full moon or whatever, but January there were two new moons. It was a five-week month, so it was really, yeah, strong. And the full moon on, you probably won't want to hear this, the full moon on Valentine's Day is actually the snow moon. It's known as the snow moon / or the storm moon. Sorry, folks.
Wow. No,
so,
I'm just curious because the East Coast is getting more snow. Our prayers are
yeah, everybody. East
to
Coast,
you. Yeah, we're
Midwest.
Getting snow this weekend. Mhm.
Yeah. Yeah.
But our snow
so,
is not going to be like theirs, so. The snow moon,
no.
That's interesting. Well, they're definitely in the snow times for sure on the East
yeah.
Coast.
Yeah, each moon, each full moon has usually some kind of name to it, usually. So you just, yeah, it's like the one in March that's coming up, it's going to be the worm or chaste moon, full moon, but that's too far away. Just, you know, think about, you're right now in the full moon phase, folks. You're transiting out of the full moon, I mean, out of the new moon. You're in the, out of the, you're transiting from your new moon to your full moon. So as the new moon is going away, of course, the light from the sun is illuminating the moon more and more, and things become more clear, which you know, actually is in keeping with some of the horoscopes that Lenis gave us. And it's also why when you reach the full moon, it's time for you to actually reflect on things that took place that you were hoping to manifest or your goals. And it's a great time to take a look and see what's working or not working for those goals or working for me, since you'll be able to see them more clearly. So take a good look, spend your full moon time really, you know, kind of connecting with others, figuring out what's going on. And then, you know, the moon is going to start waning again. And let's see. Yeah. You know, they used to say that. They used to say that with your new moon, you would want to cut your hair with the new moon, because with the new moon, you know, the moon is building. And
new
then,
growth.
You know, like tides and everything. So, yeah, you don't want to cut your hair with the full moon because things are going to start waning and then your hair may not grow as fast. These are like old wives' tales and sort of things like that. But I don't know. Coming from a southern family, there was a lot of wives' tales that my great-grandmother told me, and it's still, it's always kind of interesting, except like she'd say when there was a spider coming down over a door jamb, she'd say, "Well, somebody, a stranger's coming." I'd say, "A stranger?" She said, "That spider's coming down off of that door jamb, in the middle of the door jamb." She said, "Either it's a stranger or someone who hasn't passed through those doors in a very long time." And she did that, and she was telling me that. I remember thinking, that's kind of weird and sort of creepy. And that, the first time that she told me that and, you know, made me understand that, that's when my brother showed up. He had been, he was in the military, he was in Vietnam, and he had come home, and nobody knew he was coming. So when I went to get the door, and I was a little kid, and there he was. The door was locked, which was rare. I don't even know why Mama Lenny's door was locked. It was never locked. And he had knocked on the door, and because I didn't expect him, I didn't really know who he was because I was a little kid. And he's like, "It's me, Carl, let me in." I said, "It's not Carl." And it's like, "Yeah, it's Carl." And I said, "Did you bring my doll?" It's like, "Honey," and I said, "You promised me a doll." I'm not even a dolly person. It's just the fact that he promised. So, yeah. And he was trying to tell me, he said, "Honey, they're hiding bombs in the dolls that some of the soldiers are sending home." So he said, I couldn't bring you one. And I just did not understand that. But, yeah.
Okay,
so
moving
after that,
on.
I thought about that old wives' tale, but around here in Spiderland, where I live, underneath a whole bunch of pine trees, you'd think there was a revolving door of Penn Station for the little guys that come down around here. But most of the time I don't see them over the door jamb, so maybe she's right.
Okay. Now, Saturday show at 3 o'clock is Lydia's show, Time to Love. And I'm not for sure. I don't know what Lydia's discussing, her topic.
She's doing the Valentine's
Saturday.
Day show this week because it'll
okay.
be before Valentine's Day. And
okay,
next
yeah.
week will be after.
Day after, yeah. I'll let you know.
So we're doing a joint thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell us real quick. Give us a quick synopsis.
We're doing a joint show, and our Valentine's assertion is that you don't need to have somebody else to make Valentine's Day valid or fabulous. So the way we look at it is, if you can't be with the one you love, then love the one you're with, and that would be yourself. So you'll probably have some singing by Lydia, because she's a singer and a dancer, and just a She's just an out there loving wild woman. So, yeah, it'll be pretty interesting. And she's going to rap to us about, you know, what Valentine's Day means to us, why we think the way we do, you know, what are some of the things we can do for loving ourselves and things like that. Great information and great support. It's going to be a great supportive show, especially for people who aren't connected to anybody at this time, because there are years we have somebody in our life on Valentine's Day, years when they don't, and some people get really sad or feel left out. And we're asserting that you don't need to feel left out because you could love yourself. If you wanted some candy and flowers for Valentine's Day, well, sister, brother, get the candy and the flowers for yourself. If you won't do it for yourself, why would you expect others to do it for you? Because the way you treat yourself.
Hello, somebody.
That's right. The way you treat yourself, everybody sees that. Everybody's aware of it. If you always put yourself down, pretty soon someone else is going to do it because you're telling them what's okay about how you are to be treated.
That's right.
And that's the truth, Ruth.
You're saying that's the truth, Ruth.
Yeah. So what's up for Sunday, Ben Lennis? Since we're getting the lowdown.
Well, in the same vein as you, in the same vein, Valentine, Sunday we're going to be, and it's also Black History Month, so what I did was combine it, and we're going to talk about types of marriages, interracial marriage, polygamy marriage, civil marriages, religious marriages, arranged marriages. So that's what we're going to be talking about on Sunday. And you can call in if you're involved in one of those. Please let us know how it is, or if you're anticipating to get married and you're one of those people, we want to hear about it. So that's
yeah.
What we're talking about.
Have you ever met anyone who's been married through an arranged marriage, Lennis?
Yep.
I did too. A very
and
beautiful
when it's arranged,
woman.
It doesn't. I was going to say, because when I did, it wasn't that they were in love. It was arranged. He didn't love her. I think she loved
did
him.
Did he ever learn to love her?
No, through time.
Did he ever learn to love her?
Through time. Yeah. Through time.
Yeah, because the one I met, she was gorgeous. And she was a slightly older woman in where I worked. I used to work at what is Bank of America. And she was so gorgeous. And the sweetest lady, so nice. And I thought, boy, I wonder what kind of man caught a woman like this. And so I used to, ask her about her husband. He must have been just this magnanimous man. And she said, yes, he's quite something. And the way she described him, she was quite in love with him. And they had two children that they just, adored. And then I got the opportunity to actually meet this man. And that's when I found out they were arranged marriage. And they were young. I think she was around 12, 13 years old, and he was about 17 or something. It was older. And they were from another country. And they both talked to me about their feelings. And so it was really an awesome opportunity. But it was certainly one of those situations that worked, and it worked really well. And but the choice is taken away. And those are the things that it would be interesting to talk about on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Would you prefer an arranged marriage if it could turn out to be like the best marriage or wonderful event of your life? Or do you still want your own choice? the choice, even if it means that you'll marry someone that'll end up either hurting you, leaving you, or divorcing you, or hurting your children. You know, is the choice more important than a better way? Good question.
It is, because some people marry just for the money, so they don't ever have to worry about their future.
So many reasons. Listen, people, psychologically, you must understand that marriage is work. Relationships are work. And if you're not planning on working, then you're going to be like that little Henny Penny thing from the, you know, what is it, those fairy tales where nobody else would help, not Henny Penny, but the little chicken hen who wanted everyone to help her gather all the stuff so they could make bread. Nobody would help her. Nobody would help her, you know, get the little grains. Nobody would help her to mill the flour. Nobody would help her get the stuff together to bake the bread. So she said, okay, she didn't fight him. And then as soon as the bread was baked and it was smelling good, then everyone's like, ooh, can we have some bread? And it's like, no, because you didn't have time to get the seeds or the milling or the this or that. She said, this bread will be for my family. So you may think that's a silly little analogy, but listen, if you're not putting into your marriage, if you're not putting into your relationship, if you're not taking care of it like you take care of a nice little potted plant or your dog to make sure your dog is fed or your kitten is fed, you know, petted, you know that your cats and dogs can be annoying. When you're trying to sleep, who's trying to push at you, knead on you? Who wants to go outside? Who wants to play the ball? All that stuff when you don't want to do it. But if you do it because the dog, the cat, if you're not willing to do that for somebody that you think is, well, worthy of sleeping with, worthy of allowing entrance into your body, to kiss your lips, to sleep next to, then you're probably going to sort of get no bread. That relationship is not going to be as fruitful.
Excuse me.
And that you have, I mean, everybody loves to say, oh, he was just awful. There's two people in a relationship. Two people in a relationship. And you're both just as responsible. Even if your only responsible part was that you chose somebody without really knowing them, then you brought that into your house. So
yes.
Think about that and start working a little bit harder to get to the love and the fun and the joyful parts.
Amen.
Come on, folks.
Good, 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 Brenda.
Yeah. Oh, you think it's better out somewhere else. They'll be... If you think it's better out somewhere else, understand that the next situation you bring into your situation is also going to have its own issues. That's why the arranged marriage is a great question. Now, which one's better? Having free will to choose and falter and be divorced or get someone who beats you or have a chosen marriage where eventually the person understands you and is totally your best friend and works with you and you're in love with them when you're in your 60s.
Mm.
Yeah. That man said to her, when she showed me this ring, that gigantum Elizabeth Taylor rock that was on her finger, I said, I know he's cherishing you. And he said something to me like, that's just a rock. That's nothing compared to who she is. And she just looked at him and goes, oh, you know, they were just very sweet. Now, after you've been married to somebody, like, what is that, about 50-something years? and they talk to you like that, and they look at you like that, which would you rather have? Free will or an arranged marriage? And all arranged marriages are not that wonderful. So, I mean, it's just things to think about when you're seeking someone.
Yeah, because for some people, I'm sure it works out. And for others, it's like, well, you don't have a choice because your parents are telling you this is how it's going to be, period.
Yeah.
Sad.
Good Lord. Yeah. Oh, man. Just a lot to relationships. I mean, I thought I wanted a Italian man. Ooh, boy, I had to hang up for Italian. Hang up for Robert De Niro. Ooh, he scared the pajibis out of me, but I thought he was sexy. Oh, man. And, you know, what could be better than an Italian but a Sicilian? I'm here to tell you, folks, that might be good on some islands, but there are things about that that can be frustrating.
Yeah.
And no matter how much I complain or carry on about him, he totally, like, laughs, and because he knows I'm not going anywhere. Well, he's my best friend, really, is what he is. So you can't ever get rid of your true best friends.
No.
They never leave you.
No. No.
But next time I'm not going to look at Hey, he's full-blooded Sicilian. It's none of this sort of this or that. And boy, and talk about Italian pride, forget about it. Well, the things I used to have to listen to. So, I mean, you know, just how is it my aunt? My great aunt, she would always say, be careful what you pray for because you just might get it.
Hmm.
They used to scare the bejeebies out of me, too. And then I would get it, and it's like, dang it, Aunt Johnny.
We have had a good hour of just talking back and forth, and it's been wonderful. For all you people, I hope you get a chance to listen to the show later, archive it. We are on iTunes, podcast, Android, and, of course, the Internet, live, get on the Internet and listen to us. But me and Brenda have had a good time. I've definitely enjoyed Brenda. So thank you for joining us today. And don't forget now, tomorrow morning, tune in at 11 o'clock for Brenda's Filmcology. And the movie is what is it, Brenda?
When a Man Loves a Woman.
Yes, When a Man Loves a Woman. And it's Valentine pre-week, so be sure Brenda and Lydia got something special come Saturday. So be sure and turn in Saturday, too, at 3 o'clock. For me, Friday at 3 o'clock, it's always a party. It's all about love. I thank you for joining us today. And Brenda, this was good. And again, go Seahawks.
Thank you for the horoscope. And yes,
you're most welcome. And don't forget to go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, where you can see the radio shows are listed on there. There is a schedule of all the shows. Also, you can go back and listen to archive shows. You don't have to go into Blog Talk Radio. Just go into The Essence of Success, click on Brenda, Lydia, or me, and there you go. You're good to go. We try to make it easy for you.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Peace and love. We are out.
Hi, everybody.